I'm going to try Be'ezras Hashem in this voice note to address the Gemara Shiny Edim Zoymimim Hoyol V'yeshnam Bira'iya and Ha'ara 25 Poshut. That means Ha'ara 25 without the star, before Ha'ara 25 with the star, where the Rebbe deals with the machloikas between the other Rishonim and Rashi on how to teach Shiny Edim Zoymimim Hoyol V'yeshnam Bira'iya. Because the Inyan is Lefi Erech complicated, we'll start basically from the beginning. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the difference between Chesima Bekoil and Edim Zaymimim? Chesima Bekoil, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we say, Akim Asfosav Hava Maisa, and by Edim Zaymimim we say that it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa. This is a Kasha of the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. According to Tosfos, the meaning of the kasha is that since by both b'diburayhu k'ovid ma'isa, therefore they should be the same. By chesima b'koil b'diburayhu ovid ma'isa, that the behema is dosha b'loy achila, and by edim zoymimim it's b'diburayhu k'ovid ma'isa, because mischayev haniden. Based on that, the question of the Gemara makes sense. Tosfos explains, why is it that in one case we say Hakimas piv ha by chesima b'koil we say Hakimas piv ha v'maisa and it's a lav sheyesh by maisa, and by edim zoymim we say it's a lav she'ein by maisa. This is the kasha of the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, as it is explained by the Tosfos that the Rebbe is quoting in Masechta Bava Metzia. On this, the Gemara answers, "Shiny edim zoymimim, hoyel v'yeshnam b'ra'iya." The Rebbe quotes Rashi, who says, Iker chiyuva, the Iker chiyuva of the Edim Zaymimim, bo al yedei re'iya, shemeidin shiro'u, v're'iya les bo maisa. The Gemara's answer is, Edim Zaymimim is different. Over there it's not a case of dibur, over there it's a case of re'iya, because the Edim are meyid that they saw, and re'iya les bo maisa. On this Rashi, as the Rebbe quotes in Ora 25 without the star, the Ramban and many other Rishonim ask a poshut kasha. And there's some very strong Lashonis in some of the Rishonim about this Rashi. The Rashi is Lachura Pele Otzum. Vasid Pshat, that this is considered a case of Re'iyah, Shiny Edim Zoymim Hoyal Vyeshna Be'iyah, because Shemir Edim Shero, we're talking here about Edim Zoymimim. Edim Zoymimim means that after they gave the Edus that they gave, two other Edim came and said to Bezdin, these Edim were not in the place they claim they were at the time they claim they were there, because they were with us somewhere else. So even though they claim they saw kach v'kach, there's no way that they could have saw it at that time in that place, because we give Edus that they were with us somewhere else. So yes, of course, the Edim are testifying that they saw something, but they are liars. They never saw that. V'horaya, we believe, al pi Torah, we believe the second group of Edim, who say the first group of Edim were somewhere else. So vos en for the Gemara shiny Edim zaymim hoyel v'yesh nam b'ra'iya, l'chura, Edim zaymim are beferish not b'ra'iya. They claim they were b'ra'iya? Of course they claim they were b'ra'iya. They claim they saw Ruvein itchaylev. They claim they saw Reuven borrow money. They claim they saw Reuven kill Shimon. Who cares what they claim? They're liars. They weren't there at the time that they claimed that. They weren't in that place at the time that they claimed that they were there. So in what way, l'chayra, according to Rashi, is Edim Zoymimim different than Chesima Bekoil? Fakert, in both cases, it's just a case of Dibor and nothing else. In the case of Chesima Bekoil, he's shouting at the donkey, he's shouting at the shoyer. In the case of Edim Zoymimim, they're giving Edus to Bezdin. But their Edus is just Dibor. That's all it is. There's no Re'iyah. Aye, they tined it, there was a Re'iyah. That was their tined, but they were proven to be Edim Zoymimim and liars. There was, in fact, no Re'iyah. Ubamela, the other Rishonim have a different girsa. They learn not Hoyl V'yeshnam Bar'iyah, they learn Hoyl V'yeshnam Ba'ayah, and it's a whole raid in the Rishonim what exactly that even means. But Al Koponim, they ask this Kasha on Rashi. Now the Rebbe in Ha'orah 25, at the end of the Ha'orah, gives a two-line answer for what Rashi says. And the Rebbe says, Olapirish Rashi V'chulu, Ha'pirush B'yeshnam Bar'iyah, B'yeshnam Bar'iyah, the Edim Zoymimim Loikin al Sheker, shebegeder re'iyah. The taich of the words here in this ha'ora are l'chayra, that although it's true the Edim didn't see anything, their Edim zaymimim, but still their sheker was a sheker shebegeder re'iyah. They lied about something that they saw. They claimed to have seen something. They claimed to have been witness to a story. Ubemela, that's the pshat, shani oedim zoimim hoil v'yesh number ear, not that they actually saw, but that they lied. And their sheker was about something that they saw, begeder ear. This is l'chare, the pshat of the words of the Ha'ora. Now, when you read it the first time, it doesn't seem to answer the question, l'chare. Again, mali, what do I care what the Edim are saying? What do I care what their lie is about? Let the lie be about who... Let the lie be about what happened tomorrow, what happened yesterday. What's the difference? The bottom line is that they lied. They didn't see anything. They claimed to have seen, which makes l'chayra what they said only something which is dibur, no more than dibur. Ubameila l'chayra chezeres hakushya. How is it different to chsima b'koil? By chsima b'koil it's just dibur, and by edim zoyimim l'chayra it's just dibur. Again, the fact that it's a sheker shebegeder re'iyah, they lied about something that they saw, how is this in any way significant? This is l'chayra, the question that the Rebbe seems to be addressing in the Ha'ora, and yet even as you read the words, you find yourself wondering, how does this answer the question? V'ula yesh loymar, al kol ponim b'derech efsher, lanias daiti, you could say a very poshut pshat here. That the Gemara is saying, Shaini Edim Zoimim Imhoil V'yesh Number Re'iyah, there's a difference between Chsima Bekoil and Edim Zoimim. And the difference is like this. When a person is standing next to an ox, and the ox is lowering its head, it's about to eat from the Tvua, and the person shouts at the animal to make sure that the animal doesn't eat from the Tvua, the case of Chsima Bekoil. By the case of Chsima Bekoil, let's not get into right now whether he's saying anything, whether he's not saying anything, he's just shouting and making noise. The Rishonim discussed this, I don't want to get into that right now. Either way, whether he's saying something or whether he's not saying something, the toichen of his words, the content of his words, whether he's saying Megillas Esther or Megillas Shir HaShirim or counting in numbers or reading words from the Chumash or whether he's chazring Tanya Bal Peh or whatever it is, the toichen of the words is beferish nishnegea, the shoyer fashteit nisht voseret. He's talking to a shoyer. A shoyer is a behema. A behema fashteit nisht vosmeret. A behema only understands one thing, that somebody's making noise, and the noise is scaring him or distracting him, and therefore he cannot eat. Bachsima bekoil, whether there is toichen to his words or whether there's not toichen to his words, doesn't make any difference. Because he's talking to a shoyer. A shoyer is not a keli to the toichen. A shoyer just knows that somebody's shouting and screaming at him. Says the Gemara, Baichsima b'koil, b'dibure k'ovid maisa, the dibur, the words, akimas piv, is preventing the shoyer from eating tvua. Masha'enkin ba'edim zoymimim, shiny edim zoymimim hoil v'yeshnam b'ra'iya, edim zoymimim are not talking to a shoyer. Edim Zoymimim are talking to a Bezdin. And when Edim Zoymimim talk to a Bezdin, Bezdin is not focused on the fact that the Edim Zoymimim are talking. Bezdin is focused on what the Edim Zoymimim are saying. What is the toichen of their words? The toichen of their words turns out to be a sheker shebegeder re'iyah. The toichen of their words is a story that they tell about something that they saw. Ubameila. Since, as I mentioned in one of my other shiurim, the case of Edim Zoymimim, we're talking about a case where before they became Edim Zoymimim, the Bezdin was Goymer Hadin al Pihem, before the second group of Edim came. Bezdin was Machai of Ruvain to pay, or not to pay, Malkus, or Misa, or whatever it is. If you'll ask Bezdin, based on what did you paskin that Ruvain is Chai of Malkus, they'll tell you, because Edim spoke. Ruvain is not Chai of Malkus because Edim spoke. Ruvain is Chai of Malkus because Ruvain ate Chalev. How do we know that Ruvain ate Chalev? Because Edim told us. Edim Zoymimim. They turn out to be Edim Zoymimim. Vasisim loy kasher zomam. They get the Malkus that they would try to be Chai of Ruvain. But the Gemara says over here you cannot compare to Chesima B'Koil, because here the power that's at work, the force, that which is Isavida Maisa, that what Ka'ovid Maisa is not the Dibur. It's not the Dibur of the Edim to Ka'ovid Maisa. Yes, B'Poil we wouldn't have known unless the Edim told us. But once the Edim told us, it's the Dibur of the Edim that's Mechayev him in Malkus. It's not the Dibur of the Edim. It's the story, it's the Toichen that the Edim are saying. It's the Toichen in the words of the Edim. What did they say? They said, Ruvein et Chaylev. B'Mela, based on that, Bezdin Paskin, the Ruvein is Chayev Malkus. Ubamela, that's the reason, answers the Gemara, why Edim Zoymim is a love she'ein boy maisa. True, there's Dibur, but the Dibur is bottle here. The Dibur is like you have, for example, on Shabbos, a person carries out something inside a keli. The keli becomes bottle to the toichen of what's inside the keli. The Dibur here is dissolves. The Dibur here pales out of significance. And all we're focused on is the toichen of what they said. Yes, of course, the toichen of what they said turned out to be a lie. It never happened. They never saw it. But in terms of what was Isavida Maisa, what was Machayev Hanidon, was not the Dibur of the Edim, but the toichen of the Dibur of the Edim, the Sheker Shebegeder Re'iyah. Because, again, the power that's at work here, the potent ingredient, in the case of Edim Zoymimim, is not the Dibur itself of the Edim, but the story that the Edim tell, the Toichen of their Dibur. This is the Teretz of the Gemara, Shiny Edim Zoymimim Hoyl V'yeshna Beriya. Aftem frek the Rebbe inois hey, L'choyre it's still difficult to understand. Just since, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Kimas Piv is not a Maisa, and it only becomes a Maisa through the Maisa HaBehema. So what's the difference whether we talk about Dibur or whether we talk about the Toichen of the Dibur? According to Rabbi Yochanan, both of them are not Maisim. Elomai, by Chesima B'Kol, you're going to say, the Dibur becomes a Maisa because it causes the Maisa HaBehema. So if something which is not a Maisa, like the Dibur of the person, can become a Maisa when it causes the Maisa HaBehema, why not say the same thing b'negeya to the toichen of the words of the Edim, the sheker shebegeder re'iyah, the story that they're talking about, the re'iyah itself, which never happened, but nevertheless is the toichen of their words, that Ruvein et Chaylev, why not say that that also becomes a maisa when it causes a maisa shemischayev haniden? That's the kasha in Oisei. Aftem and for the Rebbe in Oisevov, that since there's a shaychus between dibur and maisa, we could say that the Maisa Abahema is a chelek of the Dibur of the person, but Diburik of it Maisa, his Dibur includes Maisa. Masha'enkin ba'edim zoymimim, since the potent ingredient, since the Nakuda HaMachayev here is the Toichen of their story, and the Toichen of their story is not an Inyan Sheba Dibur, it's an Inyan of Re'iyah or Machshava, something which they claim they saw. Even if that is Machayev Hanidin, we can never connect that, the Machshava, to the Maisa, because Machshava and Maisa are too far apart. It's too Ruchnizdik. Ubemela, even though their story, their story of the Edim Zoymimim, that Ruvein Eid Chaylev, Sof Kol Sof, was Machayev Bezdin to Paskin, that Ruvein is Chayev Malkus, and maybe even Bezdin gave Ruvein Malkus. Afal Pikain, we can never say b'diburei k'ovid maisa, because it's not the dibur itself; it's the toichen of the dibur. The toichen of the dibur is inyan shebriyo b'machshava, and machshava and maisa are too far apart. I'll call ponim hanira l'nias daiti amarti, ten l'chacham v'yach kamayd.